This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden suggests he has a path around Congress to get more aid to Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Last week's deal to keep the government open did not include the $13 billion in supplemental aid the president's seeking, with several Republicans like Jim Jordan against it.
The most pressing issue on Americans' minds is not Ukraine.
At the White House.
It does worry me.
But the president says there's a plan B. So what would that look like?
He's going to speak to this when he's ready to do so.
The president and spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre say he's planning a major speech on Ukraine and remains confident the money will flow, with top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer saying most lawmakers are on board. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The trial that could block former U.S. President Donald Trump from doing business in New York is drilling down on a major question. Was it his company or was it hired accountants that bore responsibility for financial statements that the state calls fraudulent? Accountants were on the witness stand Wednesday with Trump at the defense table for part of a third day. Lawyers for State Attorney General Letitia James are seeking to show the accountants relied entirely on information supplied by Trump and his company. The United States conducted a test of its emergency warning system on Wednesday, sending alerts across cell phones, radio, and television to millions of Americans. The emergency system sounded during the White House briefing, interrupting it.
As supporting the brave people of Ukraine to continue that support. It is. Nope. There you go. Okay, thanks everybody. I'm just kidding.
It was the seventh such test of the emergency alert system by FEMA and the FCC. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives finds itself in an unprecedented situation. It won't have a leader for at least a week, a day after Kevin McCarthy became the first ever House Speaker to be booted from the job by rebellious Republicans. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
For now, the House has selected an acting speaker, Republican Patrick McHenry, a McCarthy ally. But he really only has one task, to find a new speaker. Anything more than that, and it would spark another rebellion from the hard right. A date for the next speaker election is set whenever leaders of both parties decide they're ready to enter the process of electing a speaker. Normally, the elections for speaker are scheduled at the start of the new Congress every 2 years. The deep divisions in the GOP were on display in January, as McCarthy for days could not get enough votes to win the speaker position and had to endure 15 ballots.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Turkish air forces destroyed 58 targets of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers Party, or PKK, in northern Iraq since the Kurdish militant group claimed responsibility for a bomb attack near government buildings on Sunday. The third operation after Sunday's bombing was conducted in regions of northern Iraq on Wednesday. Two attackers detonated a bomb near government buildings in the Turkish capital on Sunday, killing them both and wounding two police officers. Pakistan has ordered all illegal immigrants to leave voluntarily by the end of the month or face deportation. The new order primarily affects Afghans, many of whom fled the country after the Taliban took over in August 2021. VOA's Pakistan Bureau Chief Sarah Zaman reports.
1.73 million Afghans, according to Pakistani government data, living illegally in the country. Under a new government order, all illegal residents must leave voluntarily by November 1st. Though not a signatory to UN resolutions protecting refugee rights, Pakistan is home to over 4 million Afghans. Most arrived in the last four decades or were born to refugees in Pakistan and have paperwork legalizing their stay. But those who arrived after Taliban's 2021 takeover of Afghanistan largely lack permits. Sara Zaman, VOA News, Islamabad.
The world's frogs, salamanders, newts, and other amphibians remain in serious trouble. A new global assessment has found 41% of amphibians scientists have studied are threatened with extinction, meaning they are either vulnerable, endangered, or critically endangered. No other group of animals is in greater danger. Habitat loss due to agricultural expansion is the leading threat worldwide. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA